next on K-Talk.
Episode number 4, buhay natin as Pinoys in another country. Dumating ako ito October 2002, so that is going to be 19 years.
Dumating ako June 2011.
Oh, wow.
Yung unang landing ko dito sa bansa ng mga niebe.
New York being a melting pot kasi parang every kind of person is here.
Yeah.
Having kahit anong klaseng nationality, you know, sexual orientation, anong gender identity mo, anong klaseng ma-express ka, artist or whatever, nandito lahat sa New York. So it's very, very interesting kasi hindi ka talaga out of place. Actually, New Yorkers are very kind people. Mm-hmm. Akala mo lang na parang very cold.
Ang impression ko sa Toronto, it's very clean and it's I feel hindi yung impression ko malinis tapos I feel so safe. Sabi nga nila Canadians are, you know, pleasant and yun lagi nga sila nagsosorry, sobrang nilang kind.
Every time na in the new place, you go through a difficult thing. Parang gusto mo na lang biglang sabihin na uwi na lang ako, ang hirap dito eh. Kasi nung nandun ako sa Pilipinas, hindi naman ganito kahirap. Tapos you always think, I'll just go home.
Favorite kong kanta nung mga first few years ko na, I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Aww. Yung pinakalagi song ko noon. Kasi syempre, yun, we're the same. Nung mga first few years mo dito, syempre, lalo ako, 30s na, kumbaga full-blown ka na nung dumating dito. So talagang yung ugat ko eh, Pilipinas talaga. So miss mo yung family mo, yung friends mo.
Siguro something na I'm really proud of. Hindi naman kasi din ako nag-ambition na magpayaman when I came to the States. I really just wanted to have a happy... That's always been my priority, you know, and I think I was able to achieve that. So I was able to build like a happy home and a good family.
Yung lola ko, sobrang niya ako talagang sheltered. Human alarm clock ko nga yung lola ko eh. Gigising na lang ako. May kape na ako, may pagkain na ako. Pero pagdating ko dito, 360 talaga. Pero it humbles me. It's a very humbling experience. And at the same time, I am so proud of because kaya ko. Kumbaga, lumabas
na
ako
yung talaga.
Skills
talaga.
Ko, yung survival mode mo. So alam kong hindi na ako magugutom, di ba? Kasi sa Pilipinas, matapang ako eh. Pagdating ko dito, dahil hiya pa kipag-away na English eh. Natapakan ko yung sapatos niya, natanggal yung sapatos niya. Just namamura siya. Parang, ay, hindi ko na talaga alam, hindi ko na talaga matandaan kung paano niya sinabi. Pero sabi niya, nagdadadaldal siya talaga ng English. Sabi niya sa akin, what the fuck? Eh, syempre, di ba, nanghirap makipag-away, tapos may iwan ako ng bus. Sabi ko sa kanya, sorry, bye.
Pero actually, ma-realize mo na nami-miss mo talaga siya. Yung sarili mo, language mo, yung wika mo, mami-miss mo talaga. I remember the time na nasa subway ako, tapos may maririnig ako na nagtatagalog. Tatabihan ko talaga sila. It wasn't always easy. There were really, really tough times and a lot of tears. Pero after almost 20 years, okay naman yung buhay. I really feel blessed. I can't complain. It's really a big surprise. And you said, aside from my marriage, but really, I really do have to credit my wife for the life that we've built together. Hindi ko siya maalis sa equation.
Simple lang naman ang tip. Siyempre, kahit sino naman na aalis sa bansa at magmamigrate, kahit hindi dito sa Toronto, she just have to be prepared and strong. Diba? For the yung adjustments, yung struggles, like, alam mong nandyan yan, and yung hardship na, that may happen no matter what.
I didn't expect that I love things so much in the Philippines, and you don't realize it until wala ka na dun. Hindi mo realize na you lost everything. Ang layo-layo mo from everything you know. Hindi mo talaga siya maintindihan until you leave. Hindi mo maintindihan ang loneliness, being away from friends and family.